CCRC meeting, and Jeffrey, you were there too, and Richard was, and I wasn't able to attend the Armory Park meeting, but I am attending the Armory Park meeting tonight. They called a special meeting.
Oh, okay. Good.
There tonight. And good morning, JR. Good morning, Erica. Thanks for joining us as well. And we're just going to wait for a few more minutes and hopefully another subcommittee member joins us. I just texted Richard and he's not responded yet. Thank you, Jeffrey. I was doing the same thing. I'm also texting Jill. Texted Jill, and we've both texted Richard, and if you guys don't mind, we'll just wait a few more minutes patiently and see if we get another attendee here.
I'm already up and dressed.
I'm wiping the sleep out of my eyes. And just so you know, the guidance for waiting for a quorum is 15 minutes. So we'll wait until 7:45 and see if someone shows up.
Well, Tom, do you know if Trudy was able to make any headway on that 1.3 under contractual services?
I'll check in with her today. I know she's been a little busy lately, but I think she knows that she has that to answer to. So I'm sure she's looking into it. I'll definitely check with her today.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. I expect a pretty good update from her at the finance committee and at the next meeting. I just received a text back from Jill. She is going to hop on right now. Jill.
Hey there, sorry about that. I for some reason thought eight.
Thank you. No, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. I know we have a lot of meetings and subcommittee meetings. I totally understand. Okay, we have a quorum. And Jeffrey, may I pass it over to you?
Sure. I'm not the clerk on this one, but absolutely.
Oh, I have you listed as the I have you listed as the vice chair of this subcommittee for some reason.
We have Jill, we have Janine, we have myself, Jim, and Richard are not here. Hold up. Jumbo.
Sorry, I just put it up on the screen. Sorry about that.
Call to the audience. We have any audience?
I don't see any other attendees.
Hearing and saving none. Proceed to the admin service report.
All right. Thank you all. The first item is a quick update on commuter and student on-street parking permit program activity. And can I ask JR to please provide a summary update?
Yeah, good morning. So far, we have sold 445 of 569 permits, so we are currently sitting at 79% sold. And I do expect probably by the middle of September that we will have been sold out for student commuters.
Great. And JR, did we see most of this activity when it opened up to sales on August 1st, or has it been lately that we've seen the activity trickle in, or has it been spread out?
Renewals were pretty big this year. We probably doubled our renewals for this year, and then the first day was our busiest day. We processed 100 permits on August 1st, and then it trickles down from there. It's sitting around 15 to 25 permits a day right now.
Okay. Great. I know that I've seen lines forming at the customer service counter here at Park Tucson. I know the phones have been ringing off the hook, so I'm assuming we have a lot of those. A lot of those customers are related to the permit program.
Correct. So,
thank you very much. Any questions on commuter and on-street parking permits? Okay. And JR, how is our residential parking program activity shaping up?
I don't have numbers for those. It's a little harder to get numbers for the residential, but we are seeing August and September when the students come back is really our busiest time for those. So we are seeing a pretty big uptick in residential sales. They'll probably go through September into early October as the students are getting settled in. It's a little different. It takes them sometimes, they get a couple of citations before they want to come in and get their permits. So it does take a little bit for that. But we are seeing quite a bit of an increase in our residentials for right now.
Great, thank you. Something that surprised me was that the residential permit activity does increase in August and September. I thought it was pretty much even throughout the year, just depending on when the residents sign up for permits. But thinking about it after and talking with the group, it makes sense that residents do purchase permits when school starts in order to protect their on-street parking. So, thank you. Any questions on that? All right. And a quick update regarding our staffing levels for parking service agents. We recently hired five agents to fill the open positions, and we were up to a full staff. However, three agents left us in the past 3 to 4 weeks. So we now have three open positions for parking service agents. We do have a informal interview today with a potential parking service agent. We reach out to a temporary labor company, and that we've had some good luck with them. In fact, two of our recently hired parking service agents originally were temp workers, and that worked out well. So we're hoping for a similar result here. Hopefully we have some good news later today. And the plan is to open up three positions formally through the city website on September 16th. So our HR department is busy. We're in line with them, and we're planning to open those up mid-September, and hopefully hire as soon as possible after that. Hopefully, beginning of October. Fingers crossed. We'll have three jobs to offer there. So that's the update. In the meantime, we are covering all of our routes. Downtown 4th Avenue, all the neighborhoods, and we're even looking to bring in a little extra help from our meter repair crew to help with that when possible. So we're still covering all the duties, and hopefully we'll hire those folks soon, and I'll take any questions on that. All right. Thank you, Jeffrey. And just so you guys know, I'm texting with Richard. He's having an issue joining us, and I'm resending him the link. So if you just give me one moment, I'm just going to send this quickly over to Richard. Okay, sorry about that, guys. Thank you. I've tried to resend Richard the invite. But Jeffrey, we can move on if you'd like.
Yeah. And now we're up to the neighborhood investment. What's going on there?
All right. Thank you very much. So I've reached out to all the neighborhood associations. I've emailed the program specifics to all the neighborhood association presidents. Also had a chance to attend the DNARC meeting, the Downtown Neighborhood and Resident Council meeting last Monday. And that was chaired by the Armory Park vice president. The president of the neighborhood association was not there. He was out of town. But he did invite me tonight to a special meeting of the Armory Park Neighborhood Association, and I will be presenting the information about the reinvestment program. I can say that the chair at the DNARC meeting stated that it was the largest turnout for attendance for one of those meetings in quite a while. So we had lots of neighbors participate. Diana Amato from Ward 6 was also present. And went through the program, explained essentially the communication that we've had when we compiled the original mechanisms to trigger the reinvestments, that the 25% threshold and the surplus was met with negative responses. So then we went back to the drawing board and came up with the $3,000 cap, which was favored by the commission. And there was a good conversation. I can say that West University, for example, stated that the residential parking permit program was established to provide parking, not earn funds to neighborhoods, and that the neighborhood should be happy getting parking. So I know that West University is supportive of the program. Armory Park did have some questions, which led to the meeting for tonight. Armory Park's main concern is that when you look at their participation percentage and when you divide the costs out per neighborhood, Armory Park is the only neighborhood that exceeds both those original thresholds. However, it's the RPP as a whole which needed the surplus. So Armory Park does definitely have concerns. They're going to be the neighborhood to kind of work this out with, and I hope to make some progress tonight, and I'll provide feedback from that meeting at the next Thursday's commission meeting. Jeffrey, you were also in attendance at that meeting. If you have anything else to add from that meeting. I don't know if you're muted, if you're trying to speak. If you have no other comments, that's okay. So after that meeting, I shared all the information with that group. I also had the opportunity to join the CCRC meeting, the Campus Community Relations Committee, and felt like there was good support overall. Two neighborhoods that I had been working with quite a lot through this program, Jefferson Park and North University, appear that they are good with the alternate program proposed. Rincon Heights definitely brought up some concerns. What I did was I used the Rincon Heights neighborhood to use their numbers as an example. We went through the exercise with the group. Did not receive additional questions from Rincon Heights. They are also a neighborhood that would potentially, you know, if you look at their earned funds, they earn more than $3,000 per year, and so they would be capped off as well. Out of the neighborhoods, there's five neighborhoods that would see a reduction, for lack of a better word, in their earned funds. Sam Hughes, Armory Park, Northview, Rincon Heights, and I'm forgetting the last one there, but Armory Park and Sam Hughes would be the ones that have expressed the most discontent with the program. I've offered to Sam Hughes to attend their neighborhood associations, have not heard back from them. I did speak with their president over the phone, though, and the comments received from the neighborhood association president, Sam Hughes, was that that this program is the wrong approach, that they should receive all their funding owed to them, that the university should pay for their parking permits, and that Park Tucson should not site in their neighborhood unless called. They also said that the city should pay for street right-of-way improvements in the streets, that the neighborhood should not have to pay for it, and to use city funding to make improvements in the neighborhoods. So that was the comments received from Sam Hughes. Still going to continue to talk to them, and I'll stress to Armory Park tonight that in the original proposal, no neighborhoods would receive funding due to the surplus requirement. We have to set the same set of rules across the board for all neighborhoods. We cannot make special exceptions for a neighborhood such as Armory Park, and I'll talk with them and present comments at the commission meeting. I do want to share with you a clean version of the Neighborhood Reinvestment Program. So this is going to be the first time that you guys are seeing this without the strike-throughs and the highlights. And believe it or not, I've got it down to one page. So the first part is the code. The second section here is the fund revenue sources. This third section here talks about earned funds. They are calculated by multiplying the program fund revenue generated from the neighborhood, multiplied by that neighborhood's participation percentage. So we have those two definitions. Earned funds is the participation percentage multiplied by the total revenue. And earned funds are carried over and can be used for the project in the current year. Individual neighborhood spend thresholds are from $1,000 to $30,000 per year. There's a $3,000 cap each year on individual neighborhood earned funds. Park Tucson's annual project spend limit is $60,000 per year. Previous earned funds remain in fund, and each neighborhood's fund is carried over to subsequent years to create an account. Once a minimum threshold of $1,000 has been reached, and you have to reach $1,000 until reinvestment funds are used for reinvestment. And the program funds are limited to right-of-way improvements, such as traffic mitigation, lightings, traffic circles, speed humps, sidewalks, and pedestrian amenities. And that is it. And I'll take any questions or comments or suggestions for any changes in what I propose as the final draft of the fund, Neighborhood Reinvestment Program Fund summary.
Do you believe that we'll be able to vote on Tuesday?
Yes. I would like to ask this committee to vote today to hold a vote on Thursday's meeting at the next Park Tucson Commission meeting. Based on this summary here without any changes or with changes, but looking to ask the committee to vote to take this document to the commission for a vote on the 27th.
Can you give us a full screen so we can see the entire text?
Does that fit?
That would work for me.
Yes.
Hello, Richard. Is that you joining us?
Yeah, I'm kind of serious right now.
Sorry for the technical difficulties. Thank you for joining us.
I think your config got changed on your Teams.
I will definitely look into that. Sorry for the problems.
Well, here I am.
Thank you. And Jeffrey, if it's okay, I'll just bring Richard up to the current topic.
I was about to do that, but
no. Oh, okay. If you'd like to.
After you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Richard, if you can see the screen, I'm sharing the final proposed draft of the neighborhood.
I can't see a screen.
Oh, you can't see a screen. Okay.
I'm on the phone.
Got it. I will email this to the group afterwards, but I'm asking this subcommittee to vote to carry the proposed final draft of the program outline to the Park Tucson Full Commission on the 27th. And this includes the it's a one page summary. The clean version is down to one page, and it explains where the program revenue fund sources are, where they come from. That hasn't changed. And how the earned funds are calculated, which is the participation percentage multiplied by total revenue, and that earned funds are carried over. The individual neighborhoods can spend between $1,000 to $30,000 per year. There's a $3,000 cap each year on the individual neighborhood earned funds. There's a $60,000 cap on Park Tucson annual spend for the program. And that previous earned funds remain in the fund, and each neighborhood's funds carried over year over year once the $1,000 minimum has been reached, and that the program funds are limited to right-of-way improvements. And so after all the discussions with the stakeholders, this is what we've finally ended up with. Earlier, I did share that I attended the DNARC meeting and the CCRC meeting, and that I've emailed all this information to the neighborhood association presidents. And if you had any comments related to the DNARC meeting and the or any other comments, please feel free.
Well, I think in the long run, actually in the short run, it's not fiscally sustainable to do this. I'm sorry that the promise ever got made.
Got it. Yeah, I did receive input from wards that this program should remain in effect, and also from the Park Tucson Commission, of course, and also from executive leadership. So at this
I
point,
understand that.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I hear your comment, and so at this point, I've asked the committee to vote to bring this final version to the commission next Tuesday.
So is it a proposed motion already?
No.
So someone make a motion. Well, you made the motion. I mean, we get the motions on. I don't know how we.
I move that.
Well, someone in this room. We move to take to do what Tom said.
I move it like that.
Get a second. All right, you have a second. I'll second it.
Yep.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. We're going to forward this to the Park Tucson larger commission next Tuesday. Talk about it again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And thank you, everyone, for your support during this process. And thanks for your support during the additional stakeholder meetings. I truly appreciate it.
I can actually see the agenda, but I have it in front of me. So that was neighborhood. I'm really sorry I couldn't get in the center. Very frustrating. You gave your administrator's report, right?
Yes.
Okay, and the neighborhood reinvestment program, we're done with that.
Yes.
School parking neighborhood impact update.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm going to put this on the screen here. Over the course of the last couple of months, city staff has met with Tucson High School staff and police regarding the traffic situation around Tucson High School. There was a lot of ideas shared with the group, including, suggesting that Tucson High use part of their property to to take traffic off of the neighborhood streets. They said they would look into that. They did not give us an answer. That would take some funding that Tucson High says is scarce. They noted that the field that we suggested is utilized by other activities. We said that you could still use it for both if you build a ring road around the field. And TUSD was generally open but lacked funding. So this is kind of a rough draft of this ring road and on the athletic field at Tucson High. It's at the corner of 3rd Avenue and 8th Street. And we proposed a new entrance gate or access gate in the southwest corner and the southeast corner of that piece of property. We also, if we couldn't get this ring road, we suggested that a new pedestrian gate be created at the west end of 8th Street so that when cars are coming to pick up the student, it naturally encourages the driver to proceed as far west on that street in order to free up any available curb space that might not be utilized. They were receptive to this option and said they would get back to us. We also encouraged Tucson High to staff this area with monitors to encourage the proper areas where to pick up. We talked about the problems with the current gate and that we wanted them to use as much curb space as possible. There was talk, there was a suggestion about a parking structure being built where the tennis courts exist, and that this could be a partnership between Tucson High, the city, and FAMA. Just an informal proposal this time, but that was an idea floated around. There's the potential new area for the parking structure. Park Tucson offered reduced parking rates for students at the central garage or other garages, that students could use the streetcar to travel to and from the school and the garage. And we encouraged the high school to let everyone know about the availability of on-street parking permits and our monthly garage and surface lot permits. All the parking permits that Tucson offers, that the city of Tucson offers for parking, so we can get as many cars away from this neighborhood as possible. They did express they wanted to be a good neighbor, and I have connected the Iron Horse neighborhood with the principal. The current principal is an interim principal. She's going to be there for 1 year, and she committed to attending neighborhood association meetings at Iron Horse. I also encouraged Tucson High to attend our Park Tucson Commission meetings, and we made it clear that DTM responsible for streets and offsite parking is TUSD's responsibility. And TUSD, or Tucson High, actually shares pretty good information, I'd have to say, to their students and parents about parking. They have this PowerPoint that they've distributed. It talks about parking and all the areas that parking is allowed. They talk about parking realities and the issues that the neighborhood faces. So good information. It's just a matter of, you know, having the students and parents follow these and take advantage of these guidelines. And you know, I'd have to say they do a good job at this. They talk about their official pickup points and drop-off points, where to pick up, and it's all good if it's all followed. We do know there's just a lot of cars in a small amount of space. So this PowerPoint has been provided to them, and what the initial feedback I've heard so far this year is that there has been an improvement. I will say that during freshman orientation, which was July 31st, the day before school started, Park Tucson was in the neighborhood, and I think over 20-25 tickets issued two cars that were violating permits, permit areas. So I think we set the tone early, and I think that word has spread to the students. So yes, we have still gotten received a few complaints, but the initial response that I've heard from the neighbors and from some of our staff has been that there has been an improvement. Crossing fingers that that will last. Yeah, I'll take any questions or suggestions about this this topic. I will also state that just down the road, there's Mansfield Middle School, and I did receive a couple of similar complaints about traffic issues at that school, and I'm working to connect Rincon Heights and Pi Allen neighborhoods with the principal at Mansfield to talk about educating their parents about the similar issues. So school by school, we are going to try to address this in each neighborhood, and my goal is to continue the outreach, reaching out to schools that we are receiving complaints about, and Tucson and Mansfield are the top two on the list. Take any questions.
Hi, it's me, Jill. I just wanted to kind of echo that it seems like the student parking is better this year for sure, but the pickup is worse. There's nowhere for these guys to go, and so they have to park in front of our homes. They clog up all the side streets. Again, and I guess, God, I've lived in this house now 24 years. This is the worst again. It's just been the worst and worse. But it's just pickup time. But during the school day, it seems like there's less students parking in every nook and cranny.
Okay,
God,
so the pickup
time. Oh, pickup's horrible, yeah.
Got it. The commenters.
And it starts.
I was just going to mention that the police department stated that for the first 2 weeks, they would be patrolling during the pickup times. I'm not sure if you've seen the police out there or not during pickups.
Not once.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
Okay, I'll pass that on to the police department.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where they're patrolling. I just haven't seen them. And, you know, there's a lot of racing. It's all the same stuff. But, no, I haven't seen anybody. I haven't seen anyone. Like, one day there was a woman wearing a vest from TUSD. But that's about it. And that's just on my street. So I don't know how it's shaking down on the other streets because I didn't go to the neighborhood meeting. But the actual daytime student parking, I just wanted to say, does seem less. It does seem better. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
So I have a comment. The double parking on Bean at Rossbridge is really horrible, as usual, and the people parking on the other side where there's no parking allowed is very common. And the people parking at the heads of the intersecting alley is super common. And it means that when I try to get to my house, I can't do it. I can't get into my yard. And it's interesting. Women yell at me and threaten me that they're going to get angry with me and I'm going to be very sorry. That's funny. People are just hostile. And you try to approach people and say, hey, could you just move because you're blocking my gate? I can't get in. You know, that's why that no parking sign is there. It's a city sign. And they just get in your face. Maybe it's the heat.
I don't think it's the heat. I get that too. I get threatened, like, "Well, no, I know where you live. You better blah blah blah." You know, yeah, it's they're, you know, they're just as cranky too. You know, because I don't know, but you're not alone, and it's not the heat. And I'm sorry that happens because it really can turn your whole day upside down. It's really frustrating.
I have parents starting to beat me up. That's funny.
I believe it. Absolutely.
And an assistant principal from Rossbridge saw the interaction and got in the middle of it and told the parent to get in his car. car and get out of there. But I mean, it's just, it's pretty hostile.
Agreed.
And you know, going down 4th Street too, you know, Roscoe's is 4th and 3rd and 2nd. People just block the entire intersection. They just pull into it so they don't, because they don't want someone to turn from another direction and take their place in the queue. So they're guarding their place in the queue by just blocking the entire intersection. You know, blessedly, it's only 45 minutes. But if it's 45 minutes you're trying to access something in the neighborhood, forget it.
I will put Roscrudge on my list after Mansfield to contact them and see if we can educate them and see if we can come up with any solutions.
One of those like apps, one of those apps like the Citizen app or whatever said yesterday there was a 911 call reporting over 500 students fighting in the 400 block of North 2nd Avenue. And that's, or 50, not 500, 50 students fighting. Anyway.
So between 6th Street and 5th Street.
5th Street. Yeah, just on the east side of,
I mean,
of yeah.
All right, so I mean, yeah, between, yeah. 5th Street.
Yep.
And I don't know where 500 block is. Oh, yes, I do.
400 blocks. So, yeah, just north of... Yeah, it was just north of 6th Street.
It's between 3rd and 2nd is what it is. Avenue's,
yeah.
500 is. So that's Roscoe.
Yeah, but, I mean, just the impact that the schools have, you know. Anyway, just my comment.
Thank you. Noted, and Roscoe will be next on my list. I'll contact them this week.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Moving on to future agenda items. Does anybody have anything they want to put on the agenda? I really would like to revisit 20-260. If there's a way that actually can move forward.
Maybe so, Richard, this is interesting.
Go ahead.
On the last Complete Streets meeting, Jim Glock got on and asked for Complete Streets to help address that because I think, what is he in West University?
He is, and we had a conversation at the DNARC.
Okay, great.
Presentation. And he said he was going to run with this issue. But
right, yeah.
What I worry about his approach is he's going to make a standard. He wants to make it a standard that's wider, and he only wants to do it at West University. So he wants to say 5-foot clear, and it has to be in a specific. It just becomes really fussy. It's, right now, it's fussy to enforce. It'll be fussier to enforce it his way. I mean, this like go, no-go is where it needs to be. You don't park where people walk, period.
Yeah,
it should be in all the RPP neighborhoods.
100% agree. And, like, I can make that case on the Complete Street side, but finally there's another person, and at least in one neighborhood, who wants to support it. So I think revisiting that is very timely, and we should. I agree.
Who runs Complete Streets now?
Well, let's see. So Patrick changed jobs, the new guy's name. Does anybody else remember the new gentleman's name?
It's Ryan.
And then, yes, thank you. And then
he came from the bike side, right?
Yeah, and then
he's actually in charge of all of the 407 projects, so not really just bike side.
Okay, I've seen him in bike things.
Yeah, Ryan taking
the parks about what's going to happen. Okay.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
That's okay.
Okay, Ryan Fagan is his name.
Yeah, I know.
I will add this item to the next agenda.
Thank you. And maybe we can avoid having it just be in a slow slog in a circle this time.
And I don't have any other additional future agenda items to propose.
Okay. So, Thomas, I'd like to speak to you about where I can pursue some help with teams, but we can do that in another venue.
Absolutely.
Because I'm really, really, really upset.
Yeah.
I don't need to get that angry in the morning.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. It happened repeatedly under Donovan's reign because they were sending out wrong links to me. The links were being transformed as they got to me. And then they were broken links and didn't work. That's not what's happening now, though.
Okay. I'll definitely talk to you offline and try to figure that out.
You know, but my Teams was updated. It was new. It was ready to go. I started to get on before 7:30.
I know that can be
frustrating. I think something's changed about the configuration. So, and
I think we had an update.
Microsoft.
We did have an update that messed some of it up. Tom, if it's not really patently obvious, let's go straight to IT and see what they can do to help us.
Will do.
I'm coming in on an Apple device. I'm coming in on an iPad when I come into the meeting because I don't have a computer that's got a camera and a microphone. And it's got new software, and I always pursue the updates just if you want that for background.
Thank you.
All right, well, I guess we're adjourned for today, and I'm sorry I couldn't get into it. I tried and tried and tried. Look forward to seeing everyone on a Teams meeting that I can get into next Tuesday.
We'll try to fix that issue before then.
Thank you. And everyone, I appreciate your time and your patience and your input. Thanks so much.
Thanks
for trying. Have a good morning, everybody.
Thank you all. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.